comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. It is talk radio like nowhere else on Earth, and may I wish to you a very Merry Christmas. On this side of the planet, of course, it is Christmas Eve. On the other side of the planet, it is Christmas Day. So wherever you are, welcome to the Kevin Smith Show and Merry Christmas. I'd like to welcome all of our new members who have joined this week, and I trust that you have enjoyed getting to watch the live TV shows this week on our channel. Some of you did enjoy that, and you have decided you want to keep going. You want to be able to keep seeing the live shows, and so you made a decision to join our members area. Well, that's a wise decision, and it would be a wise decision for anybody. It's only $6.95 a month, and that comes out to just 23 cents per day. So if you haven't joined, this would be a good time to do it. Last night, I discussed with you an article that's being published all around the world. It's being published on the internet. It's being published on internet sites of even major news agencies. And it's an article that made a rather sensational claim stating that SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligent life, had announced that there are three huge spaceships headed towards the Earth. And I challenged that article by pointing out specifically why I thought it was a hoax. Well, folks, it is a hoax. Since last night, I've gotten some more information that's very important that I will share with you tonight. It is information that actually raises the ante on two of the questions that I asked last night. Question number one, who's behind this article? And question number two, what is their purpose? And I guess a third question, or actually kind of a sub-question of number one, the question number one being who is behind the article, and sort of the sub question, and how were they able to get this published around the world literally overnight, just like that. So we'll get into all of that a little bit this evening. This is, of course, Christmas Eve, and a lot of you are celebrating Christmas Eve, and some of you celebrate it by opening presents on Christmas Eve. Some people open presents on Christmas Day. But in whatever way you are celebrating Christmas Eve, or if you are not celebrating Christmas Eve, just kicked back having a good time listening to the show. Whatever it is you are doing this evening, I hope it's especially enjoyable. And we'll do our best to make sure the show is informative and enjoyable. We'll be back right after this.
Come on.
David, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Let me apologize to those of you watching this evening. We've had some technical difficulties with the video stream, but I think we've got those corrected now. We have been working on that for over an hour. I don't know what really was causing the problem. We had audio problems, and then we had video problems. But I think all of that is smoothed out now, and off we go into the wild blue yonder. Last night, I presented to you information that is being published all around the world. It's on websites of major as well as minor news agencies all over the world. The headline by itself is spectacular. The headline is SETI claims three giant spaceships headed towards Earth. Now, I won't go over everything that we went over last night. I trust you were here. I hope you were. And if you weren't, well, you missed out on several universes of information. But this article makes some pretty fantastic, pretty sensational claims. And I will read for you one paragraph that says, let's see, here we go. It is about time science started talking about this issue, and finally it did. SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, an independent non-commercial organization, released a sensational statement. And then they go on to tell us what the statement is, that there are three giant spaceships headed towards Earth. Now, I brought this to you because of the fact that I suspected this article to be either disinformation, but certainly misinformation, and I felt like that we ought to take a look at it, and the reason we ought to take a look at it, look, articles come out every day that are disinformation. Articles come out every day that are misinformation. Some of them are just outright hoaxes. They're lies. Why don't I deal with all of them? Well, because they don't all make waves. Most of them that are lies are pretty easy to identify as lies, and nobody pays any attention to them. But this one was, as I said, I told you yesterday, this was on Macedonia International News Agency, on Pravda, on EU Times, and on a lot of other major news agency websites around the world. And I pointed out that I didn't think that this was a true story. And I shared with you why, and one of the reasons was that I said, you know, this, if this were true, they would give us the name of the SETI scientist who said it, and perhaps tell us a little bit about where he said it, to what group was he speaking, and so forth. That would be the normal way you would report something like this. Secondly, I had been to the SETI, various SETI websites, and looked for this information, and it's nowhere to be found on the SETI websites. If they had discovered that there are three giant spaceships headed towards Earth, and if they had given a any kind of a press statement to that effect, then it would be all over their websites, right? Well, during the course of the show, and this is one of the things I love about this show and about the people who listen to this show. This is one of the reasons that I truly do love you. It's not the only reason, but it's one. And that is, you tend to be pretty savvy, and you tend to be pretty up on things. And during the course of the show, we had a caller who called in and said, and I cannot remember who it was. Maybe Jackie. I think it was Jackie in Florida called in. I know she did call in, and I think it was, if I'm wrong about this, I apologize to whoever did call in with this information. But I think it was Jackie who called in and said, you know, I did some quick research on this. And there is a version of this article that gives the guy's name, and it is Craig Kasnov, K-A-S-N-O-V. She spelled it for us. So then after the show and this morning, I did some more digging and did a little more research on this, and found out a lot more about this. First, let me tell you unequivocally, this is a hoaxed article. Now, it may be that it was a carefully constructed, orchestrated event, and I think there's indication that it may be. We'll talk about that. As opposed to just being some, you know, nut hoaxing this out there, there's a possibility that this could be the a carefully orchestrated event for the purpose of disinformation and for the purpose of getting us to look at something instead of something else. A misdirection. Well, when I started researching with this name, Craig Kasnov, I was able to find the original article that says Craig Kasnov, an astrophysicist with SETI, says that there are three giant spaceships headed this way. And I found that on I believe I found that over at godlikeproductions.com, which the caller had directed me to. I believe that's where I found it. Now, that original article became the basis for this article that I shared with you last night. It became the information in that original article became the basis for this article that is just, boom, all of a sudden appearing on the websites of some major news agencies around the world. And it's not the same. Okay, it's got the pivotal information in it that Craig Kasnov, an astrophysicist with SETI, made the statement that there are three huge spaceships headed this way. So I thought, okay, well, now we can see where this began. So let's see what we can find out about Craig Kasnov. Ladies and gentlemen, to the best of my ability, and I grant you I am not God, and so I could have missed something. But to the best of my ability, I checked every which way you can check at SETI to find out if there is a Craig Kasnov, and there is not. Okay, so then I'm wondering, okay, so where did they get this name Craig Kasnov? Well, I kept checking around and kept searching and somehow came up with the information that Craig Kasnov, not Kasnov, and I'll spell them for you, the one who is to whom it is attributed of having said that there are three spaceships coming towards the Earth, that one is spelled K-A-S-N-O-V. There is a Craig Kasnov, K-A-S-N-O-F-F. It sounds very similar, but it's not the same spelling. It's not the same name. Now, Craig Kasnov does have some fleeting contact with SETI, because he, along with another guy, are the ones that came up with the concept of SETI Home. Remember SETI Home, you know, where everyone was allowing SETI to use their home computers to process information and so forth, and it sort of gave SETI free of charge supercomputer computing power. Well, it was Craig Kasnoff, K-A-S-N-O-F-F, who along with another guy came up with that idea. But Craig Kasnoff has written in a forum now responding to this story, and he says, look, I'm not an astrophysicist, never claimed to be. I don't work at SETI, and I had nothing to do with this. I didn't say this. I had nothing to do with it. I don't know who Craig Kasnoff is, and if he does exist, I don't know if he works with SETI. Now, Craig Kasnoff, with O-F-F on the end, he is very active on the Internet, but he's very active in the field of environmental issues. He's not involved with SETI issues. His association with SETI comes only in some conversations he had with another guy where they talked about the possibility of having that SETI home set up, and then that was it. He's sort of the co-creator of the concept of SETI home. That's it. He's had no other affiliation with them, according to him. And to the best of my ability, I cannot find that there ever has been a Craig Kasnoff or Kasnoff, either one, affiliated with SETI. So here we have a report that's appearing all around the world. Not everyone that sees this report, because of the fact that it's on some major sites, not everybody that's going to see this will really dig into this to find out if it's true, to find out what the facts are. And so they'll go away from this thinking, okay, well, SETI says three big spaceships are headed this way, and they're going to arrive here at Earth at the end of 2012, because that's what the article says. This article could either be just a joke, some hoaxer put out there. That's a possibility. No, it's a very slim possibility, but it's a possibility. Or this article could be the product of, and then the tool of, a coordinated, orchestrated operation. I don't see a conspiracy behind every bush, under every rock, around every corner. But there are some questions related to this story. There are questions, the answer to which, the answers to which, seem to indicate there is something much bigger afoot here than just some lonely hoaxer out there sitting at a keyboard and deciding to play a trick. It could be that, but there are things about it that make it seem to be much more, in my opinion. And that's what I want to talk with you about this evening. I want to talk with you about the reasons that I think this looks orchestrated. I want to talk with you a little bit about who and why. And then we'll open up the telephone lines and enjoy your company, okay? As I said, I don't see a conspiracy under every rock, behind every bush, around every corner. And I think you know that. However, when I see something that looks like a conspiracy to me, then I don't shy away from telling you that. if I see what looks like it could be some sort of black ops, some sort of perception manipulation, trying to get us to look a different direction and think about something else. When I see that, I immediately want to know, what is it you don't want me to look at? If you're trying to direct my attention away to the right so that I don't see something on the left, I want to see what's on the left, and vice versa. If you direct my attention to the left so that I won't see what's over here on the right, I want to see what's on the right. And I want to know, why is it you don't want me to think about it? Why is it you don't want me to see it? Why don't you want me to notice it? Whatever it is, what's the reason you want me to be directed away from it? Because the answer to that question, I think, is important. If you don't want me to see something, there's a reason why you don't want me to see it. And if you don't want me to see it, I want to know the reason. We'll talk a little bit about all of that, and we'll talk a little bit about the whole thing about what's the reason. But before we get to that, I want you to think about this. Just by publishing this on all of those websites out there, there are a lot of people, as I said, who will read this and who will not get into the bones of this. They won't investigate it. They won't really think about it. And so they'll go away thinking this is straight news. And if this is straight news, then, ladies and gentlemen, if it were straight news, then it would certainly be something we should be concerned about. It would be something that we might want to be a little bit even anxious about, because the spaceships as described here are hundreds of kilometers in size, hundreds of miles in size, as you know. And so if these Independence Day size spaceships are headed to Earth and they're going to get here at the end of 2012, that's something that creates anxiety and worry in a lot of people. And the question then is, for what purpose? We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. All right, let's talk about, you know, I said at the beginning of the show that what I have found out raises the ante on the questions, who's behind this and what's their purpose and how were they able to get this published so broad so quickly? The headline all by itself is pretty sensational, and it's the sort of thing that news agencies would certainly pay attention to. The headline, SETI claims three giant spaceships headed towards Earth. It's the kind of thing that any news agency worth its salt is going to pay attention to. But they are going, by normal course of business, they are going to vet that story. They're going to confirm as much of it as they can before they publish. They're not going to rush to publish and then come back later and say, well, oops, we lied to you. News agencies already have a credibility problem. Almost no one in the world actually believes the news. Almost nobody in the world believes the news. You know, you go to any country and you ask the people in the country, how much do you believe what you see in the television news and in the newspapers, and what you hear on the news? Almost nobody believes the news. They think the news is slanted. They think the news is not credible. So news agencies already have a credibility problem. And most of the big ones, most of the major ones, do go through some vetting process before they run a story so that, you know, they can try to shore up their credibility with the public. It's fading fast. It's almost gone, but they do try to shore up their credibility with the public, by vetting the information in the stories they run. So would this headline cause the editors all around the world to lift their heads, raise their eyebrows, and say, yes, it would. I'm not the editor of any of these major news outlets, and even I, after reading the article, wanted to know who said this at SETI, when was it said, to whom was it said. But that's not in this article, and yet it was published. It was published all around the world. Look, this article, the way it's written, this article would be the kind of thing that you would find on rather sensational, extremely fringe websites. The way it's written would not qualify it to be on major news agency websites. So, here's a clue. Who did this and how were they able to get it out there? Here's the clues that I'm looking at. I mentioned last night that the way the article is written, it appears to me to have been written by someone who is not a native English speaker. Even among native English speakers, depending on what part of the world you're in, if you're a native English speaker, the way you would phrase something would tend to give away what part of the English-speaking world you're from. For instance, if I read this phrase, if I read such and such an event will happen in 3 days' time, I know you're either from the UK or you are from the Commonwealth. You are part of the United Kingdom Commonwealth. You're certainly not an American speaking that way, because we don't say it will happen in 3 days' time. We say it will happen in 3 days. Simple, isn't it? All right, now, this is a very, very slight thing. Whoever wrote this article, in my opinion, is not a native English speaker, but is extremely proficient in English. I went over this last night, but I'm going to use it tonight because it's a clue. Here's a sentence from the article. Nevertheless, mankind only begins to explore space. A native English speaker would most likely have said, nevertheless, mankind has only begun to explore space. This says, mankind only begins to explore space. Now, this kind of phrasing leads me to think that this is someone in Eastern Europe. Whoever wrote this, I think, is extremely proficient in English, but is from Eastern Europe. Now, the reason I say that is because of the phrasing. That is the way that you would say this using any of the Eastern European languages. Craig Kasnoff, K-A-S-N-O-F-F. Craig Kasnoff. Now, there's a name that truly is related, only slightly, but related to SETI. He's not an astrophysicist, but the name is related to SETI in that he is the co-creator of the concept of SETI at home, SETI home. And that was his only involvement, was just in the discussions about creating SETI home. But if you were Eastern European, and if you spoke one of the Slavic languages, it would be most likely that you would spell Kasnov, K-A-S-N-O-V. So when I put the two of these together, I come up with, granted, a very slim, very thin thread of a clue, but a clue that Craig Kasnoff, the way it's spelled, and with a K-A-S-N-O-V, and this sentence, nevertheless, mankind only begins to explore space, I come up with a very thin, thin, thin clue, but it is a clue that seems to point towards someone who is Eastern European and extremely well educated in English. Now, who would they work for? Who would they be working for? Well, they could be working for any of the Eastern European, provided that that clue is accurate, they could be working for any of the Eastern European news agencies or intelligence agencies, or they could be working for one of the intelligence agencies right here in the United States of America, or in, I started to say Great Britain, the UK. So which would I go with? Well, let's say it was an Eastern European speaking as his mother tongue, a Slavic language, but living in the UK. If that were the case, I ought to be seeing in this article other phrasings that are particularly at home in the UK. But I don't. The rest of the English used here looks very, very much like American English. And the spellings are very American. We spell things differently sometimes. Since this is Christmas, and Christians believe this is a celebration of the birth date of their Savior. Well, in America, we spell that S-A-V-I-O-R. And in the UK, it's S-A-V-I-O-U-R. S-A-V-I-O-R in America, S-A-V-I-O-U-R in the UK. I don't see any of the spellings or phrasings in this article that look as though they are at home in the UK. They look as though they are at home in the US. So that leads me then to think this person either is working for someone in the US or has lived in the U.S. for a very long time. The spellings, the turns of phrases are all American English, except for that one. And that one that I read to you, the way it's used, the way it's worded, is the way an Eastern European speaking English would word it. I gave you an example last night. In Serbia, do you have the train ticket? You would say, and I'm translating to English, you would say, do you have ticket train? Train modifies ticket. And so the modifier comes after the thing it's modifying. In English, we would say, do you have the train ticket? In Serbian, do you have the ticket train? Ima biljet voz. Do you have ticket train? So the phrasings and the way a sentence is constructed is different in those languages. And sometimes then someone who's speaking English, whose mother tongue is one of those languages that has that sentence order, when they bring it over into English, they bring that sentence order with them. Again, granted it is thin, but it is a clue. Nevertheless, mankind only begins to explore space, when most of us would say, nevertheless, mankind has only begun to explore space. All right, I don't want to make too much of a point of that, but I think it is a point, and I think what we're looking at is someone who has been extremely well-schooled in American English, but whose mother tongue is most likely Eastern European Slavic. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. All right. So now you understand why I think that the person who wrote this article is Eastern European with a Slavic mother tongue. You might say, well, all Eastern Europeans have Slavic mother tongues. No, they don't. Not at all. You know, Romanian is not Slavic. It's as close as you get to spoken Latin. It's not Slavic, although it does have some of the Slavic words in it. Very few, but for instance, the word for yes is da, and in almost all the Slavic languages, I think in all of them, it's da, but Romanian is not Slavic. But I think this is most likely someone that's Eastern European with Slavic as a mother tongue, but has been excessively well-schooled in American English. All right, let's move on to the next part of this. The next part of this is, let me reach and get my cup of coffee here. Thank you. I appreciate it. The next part of this is, all right, we'll come back to that person in a minute, but let's talk about what kind of person could have gotten this on the major news sites. Not on all of them, but a lot of them around the world. What sort of person could have done this? Because I've pointed out to you why this article by itself should not have been accepted at any of the major news sites. I didn't republish it. Now, our site is not major media, but if it's not acceptable for my site, which is alternative, It certainly makes you wonder, how did it get on some of the major media sites around the world, right? So what sort of person could do that? Well, ask yourself, if you wrote this article, could you have gotten, say, the EU Times to publish this? Could you have gotten the Macedonia International News Agency to publish this? No. You couldn't. I couldn't. 99.999% of the world could not have gotten any news agency, any major news agency, to publish this. And yet, quite obviously, the author of this article got it published on some of the major news agency websites out there. It has to be someone who has some real stroke. Now, that means that someone that has, let's talk about people with real stroke, someone that has a lot of money and who, for whatever reason, either that person wrote this, which I doubt, or that person is behind and is a great supporter of whoever wrote this for whatever reason. That could do it. However, in most cases, the major media involved would probably publish the fact that while this is not our view, it is a view that is being promoted by eccentric multimillionaire so-and-so. So we can, I think, cross that one off the list. That's not how it happened. Who else could get this done? Well, folks, the only, at least from my point of view, the only way this could be done is if some major intelligence agency was behind it. Now, you might, at this point, you might say, okay, now look, Smith, I can see where you're coming from about this being someone who's Eastern European with a Slavic language as their mother tongue, but who is excessively well-schooled in American English. I can see where you're coming from with that, Smith. But now this is beginning to wade off into water that I think is murky. Well, it is a little bit murky. It would be murky anytime that you are beginning to talk about any of the intelligence services. That is murky water. Intelligence services in every country are murky water. Every country. And so that's natural that this would be a little bit murky. But let me explain. This thing hit like a flash fire. This article, I mean, look, for several weeks prior to this article, there were little pieces of information that were coming out in other venues, and they got put together into this article. And this article happened on December 22nd. And it hit like a flash fire. Wham! Just like that. Boom! There it was all over the world. I don't know of any individual that could get that done and keep their name out of the story. Newspapers and news agencies would, what they would do is they would say, okay, well, you know, you're a billionaire and you're behind this, so okay, we'll publish this. But in the article, it would say, while this article does not represent the views of this newspaper, it is being promoted or it is being touted by eccentric billionaire John Doe. They would distance themselves from the information by putting it squarely on the shoulders of the person that's promoting it. That's the way they do it. They do it that way all the time. And that isn't what they did here. So I don't know of an individual anywhere on this planet that could get that article with that headline written that way, published like a flash fire around the world. I don't know of an individual on the planet that could do it and keep their name out of it. I mean, it wouldn't matter if it was Bill Gates, George Soros, Warren Buffett. It wouldn't matter. They would not be able to keep their name out of the reporting on that. And so that second clue leads me to think that is the product of some intelligence agency, written by someone who is Eastern European, Slavic mother language, exceptionally well schooled in American English. So let's go now to the third question. I brought this up last night. The third question is why? Why would any intelligence service go to this trouble? And look, I hope you understand, I'm not saying that for sure all of this is accurate. I'm saying this is what it looks like to me. And it does look to me like this was done probably by an intelligence service, and that the person who actually did it is Eastern European, Slavic mother tongue, exceptionally well schooled in American English. That's the way it looks to me. But then the question is why? And for the answer to that question, I think what we have to do is look at the timing of this. The steps were laid, the path was laid for several weeks before this article came out. Because I think it was on December the 10th. I'm not sure, but I think that is the date where that article came out stating that Craig Kasnov, K-A-S-N-O-V, astrophysicist with SETI, said that there are three giant spaceships headed towards Earth. I think that was on December the 10th. So that was out there. People began responding to it on forums. And, they were skeptical. They were saying, wow, if this is true, that's fantastic. Others were saying, I checked, and there's no Kasnov, it's SETI. And so it was a mixed bag. But that was on December the 10th. 12 days later, this article comes out. We'll be back. Let's talk about why would this be done. Let's talk about for what motive. I think it's, at least to me, it's clear that this was not done by John Q. Public hoaxer out there. Now, I could be dead wrong about that, but I don't think I am. I think it's pretty clear this is halfway sophisticated, not really sophisticated, but halfway sophisticated attempt at misdirection. Why would it be done for misdirection? Now, I mentioned this on last night's show, but let me just recap it just briefly. Some of the things that they may be wanting us to look away from. Maybe what they want us to look away from are those things around the sun. I know they want us to look away from that. They don't want us talking about it. But maybe that's the purpose for this. But there's a curious thing about this article that stands out like, as we say in America, a sore thumb. And here it is. The article states that these three gigantic spacecraft are way out beyond Pluto. They don't tell us how far, and I brought that up last night. They ought to be telling us they're at this time they are so many miles away, or they're so many AU away from us. They don't do that. But what they do say is they will, here we go, this is a quote, they will be visible in optical telescopes as soon as they reach Mars orbit. The U.S. government is well aware about the event. Researchers have calculated the ships will reach Earth at the end of 2012. What researchers? And why at the end of 2012? If this is being done, as I suspect, by an intelligence agency somewhere on this planet, if this is being done by an intelligence service, we have to consider this. I have told you that I don't think that 2012 is, that December the 21st, 2012, is going to be death day for Earth. If it were, and if the government were really concerned about people being focused on 2012 because something's coming and they're hiding it from us, I don't think they would bring it up in this article. Now, that's not the reason I think December the 21st, 2012 is not D-Day, death day for Earth. There are a host of reasons why I think it's not. But surely, if it were, and if the government knew that something catastrophic is going to happen on December the 21st, 2012, and if they didn't want us talking about it, like so many people say, they would not draw our attention to it here. This article is for the purpose, I think, a twofold purpose. It's to get us to look away from something else and to re-engender the 2012 fear. Why would they want to re-engender 2012 fear? Well, it could be a lot of things. It could be they don't want us to look at the things around the sun, as I said. It could be that whatever's going to happen, I've been reading some writers, some articles out there on the internet that say their calculations are off. It's going to happen this year, not 2012, or it's going to happen in 2011, not 2012. So what if that's true? Well, maybe they don't want us to focus on 2011, they want us to focus on 2012. Maybe they want to focus our attention away from the Gulf of Aden and what's happening over there. I find that really curious as well, that you've got all these warships from all these countries over there patrolling the waters ostensibly because of the pirates, and the pirates are still doing what they do. That's pretty curious. But there are a host of things for us to look away from, real things, and I don't know which one. But it seems obvious that this article wants us to look away and wants us to be fearing 2012. It wants to engage our emotions in the specter of December the 21st, 2012. Now, if this were just John Q. Public, I would say, okay, well, maybe John Q. Public wrote this because maybe John Q. has written a book about 2012 and the sales are lagging. And so he wants to re-engender that fear about 2012 and get people excited about it again so that he can sell more books. The problem with that is, how would John Q. be able to get this thing published on major news sites like a flash fire? That's the problem. When you put all of this together, if you were to say, okay, what do you think, Kevin? What do you think this is really all about? Draw the net on this. Pull it together. What do you think? Okay, this is purely speculation, folks, but here's what I think. I think that some American intelligence service, with a person in their employ who is from Eastern Europe and speaks a Slavic language as a mother language, but is exceptionally fluent in American English, wrote this for them. Set it up, first of all, with the fake news release that a Craig Kasnov, spelled K-A-S-N-O-V, made this statement on behalf of SETI, and he is a astrophysicist. Whoever this is set it up by releasing that out onto the Internet. And then this article doesn't get released just out to the various UFO forums and UFO sites. This article gets released to the major media 12 days later. And I think that even though I don't know exactly what it is they want us to look away from, I think what they're directing our attention to is fiction. Now, over my shoulder, and let me blow this up a little bit bigger, let me zoom in a little more, is one of the pictures that purports to be one of these spaceships, and it is a bright blue. It's very big, it's very long, and one enterprising researcher on one of the forums dug back into these pictures to find out where did they come from. And as it turns out, these pictures were actually taken 20 years ago. And they were these pictures were actually made with film. They were not digital. They were made with film. And these blue anomalies that we see in the picture are scratches, they are imperfections in the emulsion of the film that they can see in the negative. So now we've got 20-year-old pictures that are truly not what they purport to be. We've got a name that appears to be a Slavic version of a real name, Craig Kasnov. It appears to have been Slavicized into Kasnov. What that does is, it does, you know, people say, well, I remember there was a Craig Kasnov that was associated with SETI somehow. Yeah, but it's not Kasnov, and he really wasn't associated with SETI except as co-creator of the concept of SETI Home. And he's not an astrophysicist. So what this does, it gets the writer off the hook in any kind of a libel suit. I mean, this thing is slick all the way around. Too slick to be a John Q. Public hoax. Now, why have I dealt with all this evening? I've dealt with it because I wanted to wrap this up. It's Christmas Eve. I wanted to wrap this up in as tidy a package as I could before we hit the weekend. So that I could give that to you for Christmas. I don't know what it is they're wanting everyone to worry about, 2012. I don't know what it is that they're wanting us to look away from, but I think we can say rather solidly that what they want us to look toward is 100% fiction. And let's not get wrapped up in looking at this fiction any longer. Well, I think I've adequately identified that it is fiction. I hope to your satisfaction that I have. Let's just don't get wrapped up in, oh my God, you know, SETI says this is coming. No, they didn't. I wish SETI would come out with something really spectacular like that, but they didn't. And these spaceships, yeah, it's actually on the film, but it is physical imperfection in the actual film. It's not a digital photograph. And these are actual visible imperfections in the film itself. All right, that's it for me. And for the mysterious case of Craig Kasnov and the article about SETI claims three giant spaceships are headed towards Earth. Sorry, EU Times. Sorry, Pravda. Sorry, Macedonia International News Agency. But it just ain't so. All right, we're going to open up the telephone lines and invite you to join us here on this Christmas Eve. All right? And the telephone number is 623-444-5889. Or toll-free at 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on The Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, sir.
Well, you're certainly welcome. You sound like you're like some kind of competition for me this evening.
Sorry, no. This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
There's one thing you're missing.
Okay.
Whoever did this, I'm agreeing with you that it was probably an American intelligence agency. But they had to get Google Maps to doctor their photos. Because they have coordinates for three of them. They have three images out there. They're on Google Earth.
Well, that would further indicate that it is an intelligence agency, wouldn't it?
It would indicate that it's a very well-connected intelligence agency that has pull over Google.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, did you look these up on Google Earth?
When the original article came out, I did. And I was wondering about it, but, you know, if I agree with your analysis of it, but the fact that they're out, the images are out there, says to me that it's a very well-connected intelligence agency.
That's what it would appear to me. Yeah, sure. And, you know, I wish I knew what it was they're trying to direct our attention away from. But, you know, all we have to do to upset that apple cart is don't have our attention directed away to this. So there's something. Here's the deal. There is something either that we are already hitting pretty hard or there's something coming up that they suspect we're going to hit pretty hard, not just this show, but shows like this, and they want our attention directed away from it so that it sort of passes us. That's the way I read it.
Now, here's a little something else to add to that.
All right.
When did the movie 2012 come out?
This year.
This year, okay. Mm-hmm. They have been conditioning the populace to 2012 for a very long time. That movie was a big part of it. Now they're saying, all right, we've got something's coming here. What is the deal? Do they want to cause a panic or what?
Well, I don't know. Unless maybe they just want to raise the anxiety level so high that people just sort of have emotional breakdown and just say, save us, government.
Yeah, that's like I said last night, I don't know much about this Project Bluebeam thing, but this might be something to do with it.
Well, it might be. You know, now you have to be concerned, as of today, I think they've been reporting it. You have to be concerned when you travel about a thermos. That's the next terrorist threat is a thermos cup or one of those thermos type, a thermos bottle or thermos cup. You have to be concerned about that because, you know, and especially I would think if somebody puts it in their underwear or ties it to their shoe, I would think that would indicate right there that you've got a full-blown terrorist.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Or 888-223-4599. Or if you are outside the USA or you're outside of Canada, you can call us on the main number, or you can send me a flash message by going to my website. Scroll down. You'll see the link that says flash message. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It was Jackie from Florida.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. You and I were kind of doing the same research today and the same conclusion.
What'd you think about what Brent said?
I like that a lot, and also I had found on something called the Sci-Fi Club, they had a paragraph, and they are kind of intimating that reports indicate that antenna sites are being taken over by the government, and that those antenna sites are heavily guarded.
And yeah, I read.
So that's even like another direction. They're intimating that the Navy is taking over like these antennas.
Yeah.
It's another fear thing, I believe.
I don't think that's happening.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
No. I mean, Jackie, it could be. You know, I could be absolutely wrong about this, and those things could be happening, but I don't think so.
No, I think we'd hear about it.
Yeah, yeah. I think we would have heard a whistleblower by now.
Yeah, shining light on this story, I think, is excellent because it takes the fear away from people. They know that it's just not true.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Well, Jackie, were you the one that gave me that information about Craig Kasnoff? Was that you?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes.
You see, my memory is not entirely gone. I have a little bit. All right.
Well, I think your memory's okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I liked you getting the research and bringing it up so that everybody knows just when you read that stuff, you might want to just look it up a little bit.
Yeah, and look, you know, there is also the possibility that this whole thing was done as just another sort of take the UFO community down a notch kind of an operation.
Especially when I was reading it, so much of it on Pravda. Oh, gee.
Well, yeah, but now look, now Pravda will publish a lot of stuff, but EU Times, Macedonian International News Agency, these don't normally do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So this
is
somebody.
I think, like you said, there's somebody out there that's helping push this along.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Well, Jackie, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too. It's nice you're here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Join us. It is Christmas Eve. What do you think about this? Somebody is doing a tap dance on our gray cells. Or they're trying to. And I'll say this, whoever's behind this, I do thank them, at least from the standpoint of giving us something to exercise our gray cells on and do a little bit of the kind of analysis that I like to do. And so I'm appreciative from that point of view. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi there, Kevin. It's Quila from Arizona.
Hi, Quila. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I hear you've been having some really terrific weather in Arizona.
Yes, actually very warm for where I am, you know, up in the mountains.
Yeah. Well, you know, we saw that there was a flash flood and a house washed off its foundations up in northwest Arizona.
Yeah, that's quite a ways for me, but we did get the rain, but no flooding in my immediate area, and hardly any snow, which is so unusual for us.
Yeah. Yeah, you are in an area of Arizona that's really pretty much paradise.
Well, I sure think so.
Yeah. So what's on your mind this evening?
Say again?
What's on your mind this evening?
Well, interesting topic that you're discussing tonight. I find it fascinating because I've found over the years, as you have, that when anything like this comes out, look someplace else for what's going on.
Yeah. What do you think it is that they don't want us to look at?
Well, I think you're somewhat on target with the goings-on in the triangular vortex over there in the east that all the warships are gathered around. That certainly is something that hasn't been explained.
Well, yeah, well, they have sort of tried to explain it by saying, well, you know, the pirate situation is just such a bad thing that, you know, all these warships are over there to patrol and keep the piracy down. But they haven't.
No.
The pirates are still doing what they do.
Yeah, and the pirates are, for the most part, very small operators. You know, as far as sending huge armaments over there to control the young kings.
Yeah, you want to hang on through this break? Quinlan, do you want to hang on through the break?
Yeah,
all right. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking with Quila from Arizona. So, Quila, you think that quite possibly what they want us to look away from is this Gulf of Aden and the possible vortex there, right?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's going on that certainly hasn't been answered to my satisfaction.
What would it take for them to answer it to your satisfaction?
Well, explain exactly why they need all those aircraft carriers, battleships, and so on over there to handle a fairly small number of pirates that are in very small boats, from what I understand, and not causing that much trouble for multi-nations to be gathered over there.
Yeah. I think, let's see, the Indians are there. We're there, the British, the Indians, the French, Chinese, the Iranians, Japanese. I mean, it's just everybody's got a warship is there.
Not even exactly where the piracy is taking place.
Yeah. Oh, and the Russians. Yeah, and everybody that's got a warship seems to have a warship there.
Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it would make sense to make us look away to beyond Pluto and to fear for 2012.
And another thing that certainly hasn't been in the news as much lately is the Iranian situation.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Of course, the Iranian government is in control of their internet and is exercising control over their internet now. And now the United States has a federal agency that says they have control of the internet.
Yeah, nice, huh?
Yeah. So as much as we can keep the candle lit for what's happening around the world, we will. But the fact is the candles are going out around the world.
Yeah, I wonder how much humanity is going to take of this before they actually do something.
Well, we'll know, I would think, in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah. And what can we do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kwaila, I want to thank you for the call. I want to thank you for the call, and Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
623-444-5889. Toll free, 888-223-4599. Now, maybe you have looked at this information that I presented last night and reviewed with you tonight and analyzed it tonight. Maybe you've looked at this and you say, look, Kevin, I think this is just some kook that wrote a hoax story and was just lucky to get it published. Maybe that's how you see it. And I freely admit that is a possibility. But I think it is a very, very slim possibility. Have you ever written anything and tried to get it published? It's not easy. It's not easy at all. And so I think it's a very slim possibility. I have to admit that it is a possibility. But I think it's very, very slim. I have a flash message from Sherry in Australia, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Let me remind you, if you are outside of the USA, and if you are outside of Canada, I don't have a toll-free number beyond the USA and Canada. And so if you're out beyond the USA and beyond Canada, we have the flash message option on the website. You just go over to kevinsmithshow.com, scroll down, and you'll see the picture about tonight's show. To the right of that picture, you'll see a link that says Flash Message. So you can either call us at 623-444-5889, or you can send me a Flash Message. But if you're in the USA and you're in Canada, please use the telephone lines. They are there for you, and I'll even pay for the call if you need me to. Sherry wants to know, it's kind of long, but basically, along with these this vortex that's supposed to be at the Gulf of Aden, there have been several vortexes photographed from space over Australia. And she says she believes that something big is happening on that side of the world, and maybe they want us to look away from it. Well, that is entirely possible. If that's the case, though, let me point out something. When the information about the Gulf of Aden first came out, the internet was all abuzz, right? And I did shows on it. Other hosts did their shows about it. And it was all a buzz. And then information went quiet. Now, sometimes people say, well, you know, you guys that do shows, you just drop it and then we never hear about it again. Well, it doesn't work that way, at least not here. If I do a show on something and then 3 weeks later there is still no new information, I'm not going to do another show on that topic because there's not new information. When there is new information, then we do another show. And that's what happened with the Gulf of Aden. There was like this big blast of information, and then nothing. Nothing new. It went quiet. It went silent. And there's no new information other than what we already covered. Now, that being the case, it's been several months now since I covered the Gulf of Aden, and we talked about it and devoted actually two or three shows to it right here. It's been several months since we did that because there has been no new information. It's the same stuff. So if the Gulf of Aden is something they want us to look away from, we've had two callers that have said they think that's what it is. We have Sherry in a flash message saying that's what she thinks it is. If that's the case, then this article that I've been analyzing here tonight and that I told you about last night is preparatory to something coming to the Gulf of Aden. You follow what I'm saying? To have this article come out and direct our attention away from the Gulf of Aden at this point is totally unnecessary unless there's something else coming at the Gulf of Aden, because we've already done those shows. You've already thought about it. We've already talked about it. We've heard what there was to know about it. So the cows are already gone. Why would you close the gate now? So if this is about the Gulf of Aden, if that's what the purpose is here, to get us to look away, to way beyond Pluto, to an indeterminate distance beyond Pluto, if that's because of the Gulf of Aden, then it's because there's something coming that they don't want us to be focused on. So maybe we ought to focus on the Gulf of Aden, huh? And keep our eyes and ears open to that and see what develops there. Now, we've got the same situation with those huge objects that were photographed around the sun by the SOHO satellite. That's gone quiet. That was big, big news for quite some time. There were a lot of those photographs out there. As soon as experts started taking a look at the photographs and saying, you know what, that is not a compression anomaly. Whatever that is really in the digits. It's really there, whatever it is. It's really in the pixels. As soon as the experts started coming out and talking about that, and we had them right here on this show, that whole thing went silent. And, you know, we haven't been seeing any new photographs with those things in them from SOHO. And because of that fact, because of the fact that we're not able to see new photographs from SOHO with these objects in it, and we're not hearing any new information about it, then if this article is to get us to look away from the sun, then it's because it's preparatory. Something's coming. All right? I think this article is preparatory to something. It's to get our attention away and get our emotions all keyed up towards 2012 and towards these spaceships coming. That's what it's for. It's all about getting us tied up in a different direction so that whatever it is that is about to happen maybe will go unnoticed or largely unnoticed. So if my analysis of this is correct, and obviously I think it's correct, but that doesn't mean that it's correct. But if my analysis of this is correct, then this is an orchestrated news event, news release. It's orchestrated worldwide to get our attention out there. It's orchestrated to make us look away from something that is about to happen. So that kind of makes it fun, doesn't it? That makes it sort of, it's kind of a almost like a game now. Because now we can say, okay, we can toss this one away. That's it. We're not looking at that anymore. And now we can focus back on the things that we've been talking about. We can focus back on the Gulf of Aden. We can focus back on the huge objects that were around the sun. We can focus back. We don't know what it is that they're trying to get us to look away from, but we can just focus back on all of it. And we have to say to these folks, sorry, it didn't work. And then, you know, they can play that old Leslie Gore song, "It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To," because it didn't work. Unfortunately, across the world, the masses are mental mushrooms, and the masses will soak up this information, and they won't think critically about it. They won't analyze it. They just say, okay, well, it was in the news. It must be true. And so now it's going to work for them. It'll be successful with them. But not here. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Christmas Eve here, and before the show, we had software problems, okay? We tried to show you a movie, and we could not get that movie to play without audio from the radio station feeding into it. We're going to show it again at the end of tonight's show. It's an old classic. It is, as far as I know, the first talking version of Scrooge, and it's black and white, but it's an old classic and a great Christmas movie. We're going to show you that after this show goes off the air tonight. Let me say again for everybody, well, look, the telephone lines are still open. We still want to hear from you, but let me say again for everybody, as a Christmas present from the members area, all this week you've been able to enjoy the live shows by watching them, okay? Now, that's normally, watching the show is normally in the members area. That means you have to be a member in order to see, and that's the way it'll be after tonight. It'll go back to that. I hope you've enjoyed these shows this week, and you have seen the value of being able to watch the show, because we put up on the screen photographs and videos and things like that, that have to do with what we're talking about. So if you're not a member, it's only 23 cents a day, $6.95 a month. It's even a little bit less expensive if you go quarterly, if you pay quarterly, or even a little bit less expensive if you go annually. Okay, but if you want to pay by the month, you can. It's $6.95 a month. And you can cancel that anytime you want to, but hey, why not get all the goodies? It's not expensive. Now, the reason I bring that up about the what we show is Sherry has sent me another flash message from Australia, and she says that she missed last night's show, and I'm talking about those things around the sun, and she doesn't know what those things around the sun are. So, for Sherry, let me put this up and show you some of those things around the sun. These are photographs that you're seeing. If you're watching our TV channel, these are photographs that were taken by the SOHO satellite. It is in orbit doing one thing, and that is photographing the sun. And in those photographs, people notice there are anomalies. And those anomalies are really big, huge objects. The photo experts, the official position is that those are compression errors in the digital photograph. Photo experts have looked at this and said, no, it's not. Whatever those things are, and we don't know what they are, but whatever they are actually in the pixels. In other words, it's not a compression error. Those things are in the pixels. They're there. So it's been quite a mystery. It's something we've talked about on this show with several guests, including a photo analyst who is an expert photo analyst at this sort of thing, who has a process where he can peel back layers of the photo and get right down into the pixels and see what's in those pixels. And he came on this show and said, whatever they are, they really are there. So, Sherry, that's what we're talking about. When we talk about those things around the sun, that's what we are talking about, okay? Folks, I hope that by tying up this mystery, and I hope I have adequately explained why this story isn't true, although it has some sprinklings of some truth in it. I hope I've adequately explained why it's not true. But by doing that, I hope it helps you have a little bit less anxiety at Christmas. I hope it helps you to realize that not everything that's in the news is news. And not everything that's in the news, no matter who carries it, not everything that's in there is true. In fact, a lot of it isn't. A lot of our news that we think is news is manipulated just like this story. And it's just as tainted and just as crooked and just as much an attempt to manipulate perception. A lot of what you see in the news, a lot of what you see, a lot of what you hear in the news is perception management. It's not news. As I said earlier, as long as it's possible, we'll keep our candle lit, as long as we're free to do so. As long as it's possible, we're going to continue to take a look at what's making waves in our genre, analyze it, and try to bring you, to the best of my knowledge and the best of my ability, what I think is the truth about it. I can be wrong, but it doesn't happen too often. It happens, but not too often. I want to wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas. And even if you don't celebrate Christmas, you can still enjoy the season. I'm not a religious person, but I'm not insulted when someone says to me, Merry Christmas, either. I appreciate the thought, and I appreciate the season, and I appreciate really having a Merry Christmas. And I hope you do. Remember a couple of things, though. Remember, there's not anything on this planet that matters except the people you love and the people who love you. In the final analysis, there's not anything else that really matters. So be sure you spend some time during this Christmas season telling some of those people they matter. And never forget this, you matter. People who think you don't matter, don't matter. You matter, and you matter to a lot of people. So, and you matter to me. So spend some time today, tomorrow, spend some time contacting the people that really do matter to you and just tell them that they do matter. Nothing else on this planet is going to survive ultimately except who we are and what we do. Let's make it good, because everything we do eventually, ultimately, does affect the entire universe. Well, that's going to be it for this evening. Let me remind you again that coming up next, right after this show, we're going to play that movie for you again, because we've got the software problems worked out. I'm baffled as to why we had those problems, but it's settled down and everything is okay. So we want you to get in on this classic movie and my gift from the Kevin Smith Show to you. It's a classic movie. It's called Scrooge. It's based on the story written by Charles Dickens called A Christmas Carol. You know the story. But this one, well, it's a classic presentation. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me, but I sure hope that for the coming year you call me a lot. I hope for the coming year you get your fingers limbered up and feel free to call in and put your 2 cents in. Never ever feel that we don't want to hear from you, because we do. Until next time, so long, everybody.